Thank you, President Designate. First of all, let me congratulate you on your appointment and thank the distinguished panelists for their presentations. We are very pleased to see a specific session of this meeting of experts on victim assistance. Indeed, within the broader framework of international cooperation and assistance for the implementation of Protocol 5, assistance to victims occupies a particularly important place for Italy. In our understanding, victim assistance must be seen comprehensively to include both the psychophysical rehabilitation of affected people, as well as their economic reintegration and adequate social protection. We consider prevention another important aspect in this regard. For this reason, we also devote substantial resources to mine risk reduction. These elements are inconsistent with our belief that mine action generally, and victim assistance specifically, is not only part of humanitarian action, but also a fundamental component of states' development efforts. We are also convinced of the need to adopt an integrated approach to victim assistance, which has a twofold meaning. On one hand, resources devoted to victim assistance must adhere to the principle of non-discrimination, benefiting survivors, indirect victims, and other persons with disabilities alike. On the other hand, it is essential that assistance to mine and other ERW victims is included in broader development, human rights, and humanitarian progress. For Italy, the protection of mine victims' rights and security is part and parcel of the broader promotion of the rights of all vulnerable groups, in particular persons with disabilities, in line with the CRPD. We also fully subscribe to the principles of the Charter on the inclusion of persons with disabilities in humanitarian action, endorsed by over 150 stakeholders, including states, UN agencies, and civil society organizations. Finally, Italy is particularly sensitive to the need for gender and diversity-sensitive approaches to victim assistance, which enable responses that adequately address the different needs of different beneficiaries. For this reason, we supported the development of a set of guidelines by the Gender and Mine Action Program in collaboration with Humanity and Inclusion, which aim to disseminate good practices for gender and diversity-sensitive victim assistance among stakeholders in the mine action and broader disability sectors. The guidelines were launched last week, as it was remembered by another delegation, at a side event during the intersessional meeting of the Mine Ban Convention. We hope that they can usefully contribute to discussion on victim assistance, also in the framework of Protocol 5. Mr. President, in 2001, Italy established a fund specifically designated to support mine action activities. Since the creation of this fund, we have allocated almost 55 million euros to integrate mine action programs. Countries in which we have implemented such activities include Afghanistan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Colombia, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Libya, Palestine, Somalia, and Sudan. Within this framework, for the past few years, the Italian contribution to victim assistance has included, among other projects, financial support to a program led by the ICRC dedicated to the physical rehabilitation and social reintegration of Afghani people with disabilities. The program has been active in the country since 1998, operating through 7 rehabilitation centers dislocated in 7 cities. In 2016 and 2017, Italy devoted 500,000 euros per year to this ICRC-led initiative. Even though we are still finalizing the national process on funding allocations for mine action activities for 2018, it is our intention to continue contributing to this project at the same level as last year. In 2017, we supported victim assistance activities implemented in Somalia by the ICRC Movability Foundation, and in Congo by the SCRC through two grants of $150,000 and €250, respectively. We are considering to provide support to these programs also in the current year. Finally, let me point out that Italy fulfills its victim assistance obligations not only through resources specifically devoted to humanitarian demining, but also through non-mine action funding. For example, last year we allocated €3 million over 3 years to the Programme for Humanitarian Impact Investment, implemented with the International Committee of the Red Cross, other donors, and private sector partners. The program foresees the construction of 3 rehabilitation centers for persons with disabilities, including mine and other ERW victims in Mali, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. I thank you.